you, Becklin.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood.
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Vlasic shoots and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
It was a roller coaster of emotions this afternoon. A game that looked like the Barracuda were going to come up completely empty and be extremely disappointed how things unfolded. They find a way to score with 13 seconds left in regulation with their net empty and on the penalty kill. So essentially we were even, but Captain Jimmy Schultz puts it on net from the far left half wall. It beats Dennis Hildeby to tie the score up at 3-3 with 13 seconds left in regulation. So we would go to overtime, but the Marlies couldn't score on the power play in OT, but would score seconds later. Logan Shaw, the captain at 105, seals the 4-3 overtime win for the Marlies as the Barracuda fall here this afternoon against Toronto. They do earn a point, but at a game in which they had a 2-0 lead, it nearly got completely out of their reach. They get the point, but it was a disappointing finish nonetheless. Barracuda up to 46 points on the year. They are now tied with the Colorado Eagles for the fourth spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Let's recap this one. In the first, a dominating start for the Cuda. They outshot the Marlies by a count of 17-7 in the opening period. And on their first power play of the game, they would do quick work. Colin Graf back in action after being up with the Sharks for 10 straight games. He'd hand it off for Andrew Podorolski, and Podorolski would make it goals in three straight. His 18th goal of the year and his 8th goal on the power play would put the Barracuda up 1-0 in the opening period. Time of the goal at 16-12. Podorolski from Graf in Gushchin. On net, save made Hildeby. Now for Graf, and came over to Podorolski. He puts it upstairs and scores. Drew Podorolski goals now in three straight. He's got 8 power play goals on the year. So a great start for the Barracuda. Again, a dominating first, and they had the 1-0 lead going into the intermission. In the second, they would begin on the power play, begin the second period on the power play after a late Marlies penalty in the first. They wouldn't score, but at 1:44 of the second period, they would add to their lead. Jack Thompson would clean up a rebound and make it goals in back-to-back, his second of the year. And the Barracuda, a 1:44 into the second period, would have a 2-0 lead. Jack Thompson from Tristan Robbins to Ethan Cardwell. Barracuda 1-4-2 on the advantage. Coco Madolin for Bortolo, steps over the line. Drops for Cardwell, shovels it in on that big jersey rebound. Thompson scores! A simple play from Cardwell, highly effective as Jack Thompson has goals in back-to-back games, and the Barracuda lead it 2-0. So the Barracuda were in a great spot at that point, up 2-0 in the second period. But unfortunately, the Barracuda are starting to have a penchant for allowing teams to get back into games. They have ebbs and flows in games, as most teams do, but they're getting leads and then seeing other teams fight their way back. And that occurred once again today, and that'll leave head coach John McCarthy once again scratching his head, because the Marlies would begin to discover their game in the second period, at one point putting 8 consecutive shots in on goaltender Georgi Romanov, and they would get on the board at 12:18. Alex Steves would receive a pass from Joe Blandisi, and he'd fire one from atop the right circle past the glove hand of Georgi Romanov, and it was a 2-1 score for Steves. Third goal in his last two, his AHL leading 22nd of the year. Sideboards, Cardwell could not clear, pulled in by Blandisi, works middle ice, one-timer near side, Steves goes upstairs and beats Romanov past the glove. It's a 2-1 score. Hard shot from Steves, one that Georgi probably once back. He had no screen in front of him. It just beat him glove side, and the Marlies were on the board. And then Toronto would find a way to tie it up. A offensive zone faceoff trial won by the captain, Logan Shaw, to Nick Abbruzzese. And Abbruzzese threw some traffic, who had beat goaltender Georgi Romanov at 18:35, and we were all even late in the second period at 2-2. Here is the new WNBA team scheduled to play at Chase Center this upcoming summer. All fans in attendance will receive a special wearable cap slash flag as off the draw, shot on target, and Abrazizi has tied the score up with 1:25 left in the second period. And two unanswered from the Marlies, who really did not have much cooking. And they have potted a pair in this second period, and we are all tied up at 2-2. So all tied up at 2-2, it looked like we were going into the intermission in that way, and ultimately we would. But before that point, Marlies defenseman Marshall Rafai, a Harvard product, would take a couple of boneheaded penalties at the end of the period. First, he was called for slashing, and then unsportsmanlike conduct on his way to the penalty box. That would lead to the Barracuda being on the power play for 3 minutes and 46 seconds to begin the third period. Unfortunately, the power play would go bone dry after beginning the game 1-for-1. They recorded just one shot on that double minor power play. They would go again on the power play later in the third and did not record a single shot as Barbellini served a hooking penalty. And unfortunately, the Marlies, who would go on the power play themselves, wouldn't score, but would score moments later to take a 3-2 lead on a deflection by Joe Blandisi, the former San Diego Goals, as the Marlies in the third would take their first lead. Time of the goal at 6:22. Blandisi seventh from Solo and Nimala, and the Marlies were up by 1-3 unanswered goals in the third. Blandisi working through the neutral zone, hands off, caroms off the skate of Solo, and now back into the Barracuda trapezoid, but Blandisi takes it away, an errant pass by Furlong, who is being pressured. Now Solo with it, throws it on net, bounces off the post and in. Blandisi has given the Marlies their first lead. It bounced off the post, was hugging the goal line, just sneaks past. And it is a 3-2 Marlies lead. They take their first lead. Goal by Blandisi, his second in as many games. Marlies up 3-2. Game would get interesting later in the third period as both Blandisi and Podorowski were given roughing penalties at 15-16. Podorowski was actually assessed an additional penalty on top of that, so he had to serve 4 minutes of penalties with just under 5 minutes to go in regulation. A huge blow to have your best player off the ice. What was a little bit head-scratching about the entire sequence is the fact that Podorowski was given an extra minor penalty. Podorowski and Blandisi were getting tied up behind the play. They were feeding each other as the puck went back up the ice from left to right, and those two were behind the play. Podorowski gave him a little bit of a shot. Blandisi caught back up to him in the neutral zone and gave him a shot to the jaw. No penalty on the play. Then Podorowski ends up getting the puck moments later at the goal line, taking it to the net, and guess who hits him from behind? Blandisi into his own goaltender, and that erupts into a melee behind the net. And after everything was said and done, they give the extra penalty to Podorowski, putting the Marlies on to the power play. And it looked like the finish was going to be a bitter one for the Barracuda. But in improbable fashion, Captain Jimmy Schultz from the far left wall, what looked like an innocent shot, just looking for a rebound, puts it on net. It beats Hildeby, and we're all tied with 13 seconds to go in regulation. Steves lays back for Mermis as the Marlies are just playing keep away here, up by a goal. Shaw upended. Steves trying to pull it in, taken away by Jack Thompson. There goes Romanov as it's lifted skyward by Thompson back into the Marlies zone. Cardwell trying to get under Villeneuve. Villeneuve rims it around the wall. Jimmy Schultz has the puck. 15 seconds to go. Fired on target. They score! From the far left wall, Jimmy Schultz goes upstairs. Captain Jimmy Schultz goals in back-to-back games, ties the score up to force overtime as we go into the extra session with the Barracuda all of a sudden with momentum on their side, pulling out a point in improbable fashion. Unfortunately, Shakir Mukhamudulin took a cross-checking penalty at 19:03. That put the Marlies onto the power play. So by pulling Romanov, we were just getting to even, and that is when the Barracuda scored to tie it up at 3-3. We'd go to overtime. Marlies still on the power play. It would have it would expire. And just as Mukumadulin was exiting the box, Logan Shaw would put it home for the game winner at 105, his fifth of the year from Steves and Nylander. And the Marlies, who trailed 2-0, then saw their lead wiped away late, would find a way ultimately to make it wins in four straight, a final score of 4-3, as the captain and all-star Shaw comes through in the extra session. 7 seconds left on the penalty. Back for Steves. Crisscrosses with Nylander. Back for Steves. Down low for Shaw. One-timer. Save made. Romanoff. Rebound. Fired home. And just as the power play had expired, Logan Shaw wins it. 1:05 into the extra session as the Marlies make it. Four straight wins. The Barracuda do earn a point. Yeah, it was an improbable point, certainly, for the Barracuda. It looked like they were going to go 60 minutes and not get anything, and certainly feel like they left a lot out there in a game they led 2-0. Ultimately, they do get a point. Ultimately, they fall, though, in overtime with the points. San Jose up now to 46 on the year. Marlies have won four straight. They are up to 49 points on the season, and they are now 1 point behind Rochester for the third spot in the North Division. Barracuda are now tied with Colorado for the fourth spot in the Pacific Division. These teams will run it back tomorrow. That is a 3 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 2:30. Drew Amenda will join myself for the second game of back-to-back as the Barracuda will look for the weekend split. In the same fashion, they were able to get a weekend split back in November when they lost the first game and came back the next day and won 2-1 in a shootout. Dennis Hill to be back in AHL action, picks up the win. He's now 5-2-2 on the year. The losing goaltender is Georgi Romanoff. His record now stands at 9-6-2 on the season. He is 0-1-1 against the Marlies as the Marlies again find a way to pick up the win. They've won four in a row. Barracuda go 1-for-5 on the power play. Disappointing third period on the man advantage. They had chances to not only take a lead and then tie it on various points on the power play and recorded just a single shot on three different power plays. Marlies go 0-for-4 on the power play, but they do all the damage during full strength. Nick Abbruzzese is our third star here tonight. Abbruzzese finished with a goal, a +2 rating, and one shot on net. Joe Blandese is our number two star, the former San Diego goal. Blandese, right at the middle of a lot of different stuff in this game, had a 1-1, a goal, an assist, +1 rating, two shots on net in 2 penalty minutes. And Logan Shaw, the captain, finishes with a goal and an assist, including the overtime winner, a +1 rating, one shot on net for the veteran forward. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 34 minutes, 3,393 sod here at TechCU Arena. Barracuda will look for some redemption tomorrow. Again, a reminder, we're on the air at 2:30 with our pregame coverage beginning on the Sharks Audio Network and on HLTV on Flow Hockey. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether they listened or they watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow as these teams run it back for the final meeting on the four-game season series. Until Sunday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena. The Marlies win 4-3 in overtime. We'll say so long and good night until tomorrow as these teams will run it back at 3 o'clock. Good night, everybody. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.